This is Colourful.
Hey, Carla. Hi. Yes, I am back with you guys. Still in Europe. And I've actually just gone over to Jersey on the British Isle. And on the island with me is Robin Siegel, who is the sales manager for Jersey Tourism. So Robin is going to talk to us about the delights of Jersey. So Robin, I must say first and foremost, we just had a 2-minute silence. Obviously, we're remembering our armed forces who fought for us, who are armed forces who are still fighting for us as well. Now, I know that Jersey has a link with Germany.
Well, yeah, that's right. We've got our heritage goes way, way back, but our most recent heritage probably relates to the occupation of the German forces during the Second World War of the Channel Islands. And although the 11th of November is incredibly important to remember the as a remembrance, our main remembrance date is the 9th of May to commemorate the liberation from the occupying forces during the Second World War. And that is a bank holiday on the Channel Islands, not just Jersey, and the rest of the Channel Islands as well. So quite an important date to remember, because if you are there on as it so happens in 2011, will be a Monday, the shops will be shut, but there will be lots of activities taking place, parades, etc., to commemorate the liberation of the islands. Of course, the pubs and the restaurants and the hotels will be operating normally, and all the airlines, etc., but it is a day of remembrance.
Now, on the island of the Isle of Jersey, I know that we've spoken about the German connection. So what do you guys have there which basically still highlights that Germans occupied the island?
One of the main attractions that we've got, attractions doesn't really sort of conjure up the right image, but one of the main sort of commemorative sites is the Jersey War Tunnels. The Jersey War Tunnels was going to be used as Hitler's hospital for his injured soldiers fighting on the continent. It was never used for its main purpose. But they've really done an absolutely fantastic job there and turned it into a real experience on how the Channel Islands lived during the occupying years. It is a great experience. I mean, on top of that, throughout the island, there's bunkers and cannon sites, and most of these occupy some absolutely stunning strategic scenery placements, and definitely worthwhile visiting. And while I'm on that, what I'd like to do is probably highlight the ourjersey.com website, because there'll be some walks geared up all around the occupying the occupation theme, and on it goes, really. So yeah, I mean, it's very apparent once you're there what that most recent heritage has got to represent, and it's a real mixed bag, because even our sort of medieval castles, etc., had some German concrete poured on them, for the simple reason that they occupied, those strategic placements. So it's it's 45 square miles, and it's packed with lots to see and lots to do. So
okay. So aside from the occupational areas, what else does Jersey have to offer?
It's an island. It's island life. Our key sort of product areas, you're looking at good food, outdoor living, good walks, fantastic hotels, brilliant restaurants. We're currently coming up to our Tenerfest festival period, and that's a couple of months of eating out in some of our best restaurants for £10. And heritage.
And you have a fabulous zoo as well.
Of course, it's zoo. I've got to be very careful there, because it is a conservation trust. It's the Gerald Durrell Conservation Trust, and that is an absolute must when you visit the island. Don't expect to see your traditional zoo animals like the elephants and giraffes, etc. It is primarily endangered species that come to the conservation trust that are bred, then released back into the wild, and it's an ongoing program. The animals change continuously. They've got plenty of land up there. The ape enclosures are absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, an absolute must. And once again, this would probably give me the perfect opportunity to promote our Jersey Pass. I think you'll probably find details on our Jersey Pass on our website, but all these key attractions are included in there. So yeah, you can purchase your pass and enter these attractions without queuing and experience everything the island's got to offer.
Okay, and just finally, Robin, I know that when I was growing up, I was under the impression that only the rich people live in Jersey. So do you have to be rich to also visit Jersey?
No, not at all. We've got departure points from up and down the UK. We've got low-cost carriers, we have EasyJet, Jet2, Flybe, a low-cost model, and British Airways, etc. So incredibly good value. It's very competitively priced once you're out there. Some fantastic hotel deals all year round. So I think the answer to that is it'll be a rich experience, but you don't have to have a lot of money to get out there in the first place.
Great response. I like that. Rich experience. Robin Siegel from the Jersey Tourism Board, thank you so much for joining us on Colourful. Over to you, Carla.
This is Colourful.